Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When You're Expecting Twins, Triplets, or Quads. Fourth edition proven guidelines for a healthy multiple pregnancy is a practical health and pregnancy guide focused on the distinct demands of carrying more than one baby. Written by Barbara Luke with Tamara Eberlein and later updated with Roger Newman, it is grounded in Luke's research on maternal nutrition and multiple gestation outcomes. The book belongs to the pregnancy and parenting nonfiction category, but it is more specialized than a general prenatal manual because it addresses twins, triplets, and quads as medically higher risk pregnancies with different nutritional, medical, and delivery considerations. Its purpose is to help expectant parents understand how to support maternal health, improve birth outcomes, recognize complications early, and prepare for the realities of earlier delivery and newborn care. The fourth edition is especially known for its evidence-based advice, revised exercise guidance, postpartum recommendations, and expanded recipes designed for women with multiple pregnancies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a nutrition-centered prenatal program built for multiple gestation. The core framework of the book is its nutrition-based prenatal program, which sets it apart from broader pregnancy manuals. Instead of treating multiples as a simple variation of a singleton pregnancy, the authors argue that carrying twins, triplets, or quads creates different demands for calories, protein, vitamins, minerals, and weight gain. This focus reflects Barbara Luke's broader research on maternal nutrition and birth outcomes, especially her work connected to optimal weight gain in twin pregnancies. The book presents nutrition not as a lifestyle preference, but as a clinical factor that can influence fetal growth and pregnancy stability. That approach is important because multiple pregnancies are more likely to involve growth restriction, low birth weight, and preterm delivery. By organizing the guidance around food intake, dietary planning, and weight gain, the book gives readers a concrete tool for reducing avoidable risk. Its nutritional emphasis also makes it useful for readers who want practical daily actions rather than abstract medical reassurance. Secondly, evidence-based weight gain and birth weight guidance for twins, triplets, and quads. One of the most distinctive features of the book is its attention to weight gain as a measurable part of prenatal care. The guidance is not presented as a generic recommendation, but as something that should be tailored to the number of babies involved and to the mother's health profile. This matters because multiple pregnancies often require more careful monitoring of maternal nutrition than singleton pregnancies do. The book's approach reflects the research legacy behind it, especially the University Consortium on Multiple Births and the weight gain guidelines associated with Barbara Luke's studies. In practical terms, this means the book gives readers a way to understand why maternal weight gain is linked to fetal growth and why undernutrition can affect outcomes. It does not frame weight gain as cosmetic or optional. Instead, it treats it as a marker of supporting placental and fetal needs. For expectant parents, this kind of guidance can reduce confusion created by generalized pregnancy advice that does not fit higher-order multiples. Thirdly, preparing for earlier delivery and the logistics of birth with multiples. The book gives substantial attention to the fact that multiples are commonly born earlier than single babies, and that this changes the whole structure of prenatal planning. This is not only a medical point, but also a logistical one. Parents are encouraged to prepare the nursery, feeding supplies, transport arrangements, and hospital expectations sooner than they would in a singleton pregnancy. The book's usefulness comes from connecting the clinical reality of earlier birth to concrete family preparation. It also helps readers understand what to expect during labor and delivery, which is especially valuable because birth with multiples can involve different procedures and monitoring levels. By framing delivery as something that should be anticipated well in advance, the book reduces the gap between medical advice and household readiness. This is one reason it is frequently recommended to families expecting twins or higher-order multiples. It does not simply tell readers that birth may be early. It helps them reorganize their timelines and assumptions around that fact. Fourthly, lastly, why the updated recipes and exercises matter in the fourth edition. The updated recipes and exercise guidance in the fourth edition are not decorative additions. They reinforce the book's central argument that health support must be practical and adaptable. Recipes help translate nutritional advice into real meals, which is important because many expectant parents need concrete examples of how to meet higher nutritional demands. The exercise updates are equally relevant because physical activity in multiple pregnancies requires careful limits and adjustment. Rather than promoting generic fitness advice, the book presents movement as something that should be safe, moderate, and appropriate to maternal condition. The result is a more usable guide for daily life. These updates also signal that the book has been revised to reflect newer understanding of postpartum recovery and maternal well-being. In a category filled with broad pregnancy books, This edition stands out because it combines research-based advice with tools that readers can actually apply in the kitchen and in everyday routines. In conclusion, this book should be read by expectant parents carrying twins, triplets, or quads, as well as by family members and clinicians who want a reliable overview of multiple pregnancy care. Its main benefit is that it replaces generalized pregnancy advice with guidance tailored to the nutritional and medical realities of higher-order gestations. Readers gain a clearer understanding of weight gain, fetal growth, preterm labor risk, delivery planning, postpartum recovery, and newborn care. That makes it especially valuable for first-time parents who need structure and for healthcare providers who want a patient-friendly reference. What distinguishes it from similar pregnancy books is its strong evidence-based foundation and its sustained focus on multiples rather than single-baby pregnancy as the default model. The book also stands out because it combines research, practical planning, recipes, and exercise advice in one place. For anyone looking for a specialized, clinically informed guide to the multiple pregnancy experience, it remains one of the most practical and recognizable resources in the field. If you would like to support Barbara Luke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.